Canton woman sent for arraignment Tuesday in municipal court after being charged with murder. Police say 38-year-old Leanne Haynes was arrested at her home following a shooting just after 3 Sunday morning in the 1900 block of 6th Street Northeast. Multiple 911 calls reported gunfire, and officers found a man shot in the back in the parking lot of Hillview Apartments. Victim identified as 43-year-old Ronnie Brown of Canton. He later died at Altman Hospital. Police continue to investigate. Damage assessment is underway across parts of the region after Sunday night storms confirmed tornadoes south of Salem in Columbiana County and north of Punxsutawney in Jefferson County, Pennsylvania. The National Weather Service in Pittsburgh will also survey damage tomorrow in northern Butler County, Pennsylvania. The Salem Twister was classified as an EF1 with winds between 86 and 110 miles per hour. It's the 22nd in the county since 1950. The last was an EF0 in June 2021. Canton police identified the motorcyclist killed in a crash early Friday. 47-year-old Michael Greathouse of Louisville was riding northbound on the 900 block of Cleveland Avenue Northwest just after 1 a.m. when he failed to negotiate a curve, causing the motorcycle to leave the roadway and strike a guardrail. The impact threw the rider from the bike. Greathouse was pronounced dead at the scene. An ATV rider died in an accident in Pike Township Sunday afternoon. The victim transported to Mercy Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Authorities have not released his name, pending notification of family members. The crash happened on private property in the 6100 block of Cleveland Avenue Southeast. Sheriff's deputies responded around 3:30 after a report of a seriously injured person. Investigators say the rider either crashed or fell from the ATV. The Canton Metro Crash Team and Starr County Coroner's Office are investigating. Fatal Wayne County crash remains under investigation. The Highway Patrol says a van entered the intersection of Route 226 and County Road 51 in Ripley Township Saturday afternoon and collided with an eastbound motorcycle. The motorcycle's operator, 54-year-old Mark Sweeney of Massillon, was pronounced dead at the scene. His 52-year-old wife, Michelle, was flown to Summa Health Center in Akron, where she died from her injuries. The 18-year-old Norton woman driving the van and a juvenile passenger were not hurt. Troopers say the vehicle failed to yield at a stop sign before the crash. The Ohio BCI assisting Cuyahoga Falls police after a fatal shooting tied to a domestic dispute. The shooting happened around 3:15 Friday afternoon in the 300 block of Aspen Place, where a 35-year-old man was killed. Police say all individuals involved have been identified. Authorities announced Friday 18-year-old Evan Sampson of Canton had been charged with murder. The victim's identity had not been released pending notification of family. Autopsy is scheduled for today. Three former Massillon Elementary school sites headed for development after a public auction. The Whittier, Gorell, and Franklin properties were sold Friday for nearly $700,000. Plans call for single-family homes at two of the sites and a 55-plus senior living community at the third. The sales still require final approval from the Massillon Board of Education. Children's Services and Latonia Police investigating after an 8-year-old girl was found eating out of a dumpster at a local daycare. Police say the incident happened Thursday after staff at the facility discovered the child outside. She was taken to Akron Children's Hospital in Boardman and later placed with relatives. Authorities say her siblings were also removed from the home and charges are expected in the case. Charges pending after a drug raid in East Liverpool turned up crack cocaine and a handgun. According to the Columbiana County Drug Task Force, agents executed a search warrant Thursday afternoon at a home on St. John Street. Investigators say about 60 grams of suspected crack cocaine was seized, along with a handgun that had its serial number filed off. The firearm and drugs now being tested as the investigation continues. Jackson-Milton Local School District says one of its employees died in an accident at the high school last Wednesday. According to Milton Township Police, 53-year-old David Cameron was working on the campus when he was struck on the head by a falling tree branch. Employees administered CPR. Cameron later died after being transported to a hospital. Man identified as the victim of a deadly shooting in Youngstown June 7th. Police say 31-year-old Isaiah Donaldson of Youngstown was shot multiple times around 6:15 at a home on Benita Avenue. 29-year-old Isaac Chapman turned himself in and is now in the Mahoning County Jail on a murder charge. He's expected to face a preliminary hearing today in municipal court. Vianna Township officials say they're on track to exit fiscal emergency conditions by 2028 under an updated recovery plan. Trustees reviewed and approved changes to the plan during a recent fiscal recovery board meeting. The plan first adopted in 2024 was revised after concerns over payroll and fire department funding. Officials say it now reflects updated spending and revenue projections and requires continued discipline in budgeting.